Next patient was John Winter, W-I-N-T-E-R, Winter. John J-O-H-N, date of birth is... date of birth is 8-14-25, I'm sorry, date of birth is 3-22-32. And the date of visit is 8-14-25. Please make a copy for please make a copy for Melissa City. Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. City is S-E-P-E. C-P, A-P-R-N. Copy for Melissa City, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Melissa, thank you for sending John Winter for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 93-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP setup at home since the past 15 years. The patient has no daytime sleepiness, and he has been compliant with his CPAP machine over the past 15 years and needs a new CPAP machine. He has gained weight and denies any chest pains, denies nausea, vomiting, and has no shortness of breath at rest. Next, paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of coronary artery disease with stenting times 2 and past history for hypertension for more than 10 years. He has atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation and has been treated for diabetes mellitus type 2 and CHF. The patient had prostate cancer and had seed implants with radiation. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, have the patient smoked for 30 years about a pack per day and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died at an elderly age. Father had MS. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. No cataract. I'm sorry, no glaucoma, but has cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, no hay fever or asthma. Yeah, shortness of breath and wheezing. And yes, heartburn and rectal bleeding. No diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and has leg swelling. No anxiety. Denies easy bruising. He does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And he does have skin rash. Next, med list. Aliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 25 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams at chest. Lasix, 20 milligrams a day. Isoridil 20 milligrams daily and lisinopril 10 milligrams a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, tonics 40 milligrams daily, aldactone 12.5 milligrams a day, and tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this moderately obese elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. He has 2 plus leg edema. The blood pressure 128 by 80, pulse 68, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds. Saturation 94. HE and anophthalmic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Neck, supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the answers are irregular, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No lesions but has mild edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 3 is ASHD and CHF. Number 4 is history of hypertension. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to continue with the AutoPAP 4-20 centimeter pressure with a full face mask and heated humidification. New CPAP machine will be requested. The patient has been advised to continue with weight loss and regular exercise program and continue with these cardiac meds as ordered. And a follow-up visit we arrange it approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melissa Seppi, SCPE, APRN. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.